present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, men who are often compared to Christmas trees, spiky and rather green, but quite amusing when lit up. Christmas week, that magic time when life takes on a new look. Outdoors, the carolers sing, the revelers shout, and cars hoot their way home through the traffic jams. Indoors, the children bang drums and blow whistles. Indeed, the whole world seems at peace. But for many of us, work slackens off. Perhaps not for the General Assistance Department of the Ministry. They, as always, stand ready to help any colleagues who are overloaded.
Now, where did we put that envelope from the Ministry of Supply? Ah, here it is. Decorations festive, grade 3, offices for the use of.
What's our official allocation?
Let me see. One holly leaf, 2 collapsible paper bells, and half a balloon.
Half a balloon?
Well, it's a whole one, really, but we have to hand it over to the typing pool at 1 o'clock. They're entitled to half a balloon, too, you see.
Yeah, it's a good job we did some extra decorations ourselves. Those top-secret reports make pretty paper, Jane, don't they?
But first of all, Mildred, a little seasonal gift for you. Happy Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Love. How exciting. Oh, I can't imagine what it means.
Well, just open it a bit.
Oh, it's 2 cheese sandwiches and a banana. Yeah.
So sorry, it's the wrong parcel. That's my lunch. Oh. This is your present.
Oh, I say. Oh, it looks like an LP record.
It's the one you wanted. The man in the shop said you were listening to it all Monday lunchtime.
Oh, what's it say here? Let's make love at 33 revolutions per minute. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, thanks ever so.
Oh, not at all. I only hope it gives you as much pleasure as it's obviously given this lady on the cover.
And here's my present to you, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, Mildred, you shouldn't have. It's some kind of woolen thing.
It's a pullover. Well, it may have gone a bit wrong because I knitted it myself.
No, it's splendid, except, why has it got 3 sleeves?
The middle one is for your chest.
Oh, how silly of me. Thank you very much, Mildred. It's just what I wanted. We must get on and finish the decorations.
Yeah, before Mr. Lennox Brown arrives.
Yeah, that's it. If he comes in and catches us, he'll make an awful fuss.
Yeah, I wish you'd do your impersonation of him.
Oh, no, I'm not sure that one ought to do comic impressions of the head of the department.
Oh, go on. Will you stick your tummy out and say, what the devil's going on here?
Oh, all right, then, as it's Christmas. Here we go.
What the devil is going on here?
Oh, that's fabulous. You know, you'd swear it was him. I don't know how... Oh, hey.
Mr. Lennox Brown.
Silly old fool. Then he fiddles with his glasses and he... Only one.
Why are you standing with your stomach thrust out, pulling that ridiculous face? Imitating a gorilla, are you? And why all these bits of paper hanging across the ceiling?
What wild
impulse made you pick out Happy Yuletide in cotton wool over the filing cabinet? Get on with the Willesden sewage report, Mildred. And 2, step into my office, please.
Yes, sir. I don't know what's come over you, 1. A little frivolity at Christmas doesn't do any harm.
2, are you the head of this department?
No.
Then don't talk like an idiot. I want to see some work done in this office today. When Sir Capstick Grimley comes round, he won't find any slacking help.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, yes. Sir Capstick Grimley is visiting all offices this morning. The one man even Sir Gregory Pitkin's afraid of.
He must be afraid to have taken his summer holidays at this time of the year. Why is Sir Capstick coming round?
He's coming round as the representative of the senior management to wish all staff a Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Yes. And he will not expect to find people enjoying themselves.
Quite.
Remember, Sir Capstick is the senior liaison officer, business.
S-L-O-B.
Yes. Yes, a very powerful man. Now then, what are you working on? Well, you've been typing, I see.
It's nothing, man. No, I wouldn't bother reading it.
What is it? Some fancy turkey, some like a goosey. My favorite bird's the adorable Lucy.
You may wonder what that's doing on my desk. You do wonder. It was to go with my Christmas present to Miss Bedwell of the Ministry of Health. I don't know whether you've met Miss Bedwell.
I know of her, too. Yes. I have heard it described as the best thing you can get on the National Health.
Have you? Yes. Well, she does quite a lot for the Rambling Club, of which I'm a member, so I always send her a Christmas present.
The Wolf of the Department.
General Assistance Department, Richard Wolf. Richard Lamb speaking.
Grimley here, S-L-O-B. Give me Lennox Brown at once.
One. It's for you.
Yes. Give it here, too. Well, stand up straight. Lennox Brown, here.
I gather Sir Gregory Pitkin's on holiday.
Yes, Sir Capstick, yes.
Well, why'd he go on holiday at this time of year?
To get away from you. from the usual Christmas problems, Sir Gregstick.
Well, got a job for General Assistance Department.
Oh.
It seems the post office are snowed under with work.
Dear me. If you want my opinion, sir, it's this Christmas business, you know. Oh, a lot of people send cards and things.
Damn it, we know why they're busy. The point is, you're going to help them. Take over one of their special problems.
Oh.
You get the job of dealing with the letters children have sent to Santa Claus.
Just a moment. Letters to Santa Claus?
Yes, children write asking for presents, addressed to S. Claus, Greenland, and so on. Well, these letters have got to be answered.
Oh, I see, sir. Yes. Ah, well, we'd be happy to answer one or two letters for you, sir.
Good, good.
Yes.
There's 20 sacks full on their way to your office. Get on with it.
Just look at this pile of letters. We'll still be answering them next Christmas.
Yes, well, come on. We'd better get started. Now, what does the first child say?
Oh, let's see. Dear Father Christmas, I want a bow and arrow, and please send my little brother an apple.
Yes, I see. Right, are you ready for the reply, Mildred?
Yes, Mr. Lexbrown.
Yes, right. Dear sir, with reference to yours of the 16th inch... This matter is under review by the appropriate authority and will be dealt with in due course. I remain your obedient servant, S. Claus.
Why? Well, isn't that a little formal?
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah.
Yes, well, perhaps you're right. Better make it yours faithfully.
Ah, that's much better. Here's the next one.
Oh, another little beggar asking for... Hello? I say, one, this child's taking a bit of trouble here. Look, all different colored crayons. I must say, that's really... And Mummy and Daddy can't afford a real Christmas tree, so we have decorated the coat rack with love from Wendy. By Jove, too, you know. It brings a bit of a lump to your throat, doesn't it?
Yes, but it... Yeah, Mildred, you can borrow my handkerchief.
But it's all wet, Mr. Lamb.
Well, wring it out in the fire bucket.
I think we should try and do something special for these children, too.
Oh, yes, that's right. What could we do?
Yes. Now, wait a minute. Look, now, I've got an idea. Now, we can't give all the kiddies what they've asked for. Can't do that. But we could pick out one letter at random.
And give him or her the present they want.
Yes.
Smashing idea.
Yes,
at random. Then we can all contribute for it.
Yes, pick out a letter.
At random, right.
Yes.
How about this one? It's from a small boy called Peter.
Ah, yes. Well, now, what does Peter want, then?
He wants a little sister for Christmas.
Bit difficult, isn't it? Rather short notice. Yeah. Better try another one.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, try another one.
Dear Santa Claus, I have written lots of letters to you. All I want for Christmas is a shiny little red car. Love, Henry.
Ah, that's the one. A shiny little red car. Yes. Well, we'll have a quick collection round the office.
Yes, then you and I can hop over to Harridge's toy department and get it.
That's right.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Ah, good morning. Yes, this is the toy department.
That's right, sir. What can I show you?
We want a little red motor car.
A little red motor car, eh? Well, here we are. What about this one?
Oh, a pedal car. It looks rather expensive.
Yes, and furthermore, you know, it doesn't comply with the Road Traffic Act of 1965. No flashing indicators, no provision for seat belts. Number plates are under regulation size. No.
Besides, we've only got 7 and 6.
7 and 6?
7 and 6, yes. Yes. We had a whip round, you see.
You didn't use a big enough whip, did you? Excuse my little joke. Oh, we are allowed to joke at Christmas. What have we got for 7 and 6 now? What about one of these outfits, sir? The little scientist is very popular. Complete with little microscope, little test tube, and little air ticket to America.
Yes, well, that's very nice, but it's really a red car that we're looking for, you see. Ah, now, what about these little plastic ones here? They're cheap enough, aren't they?
Oh, very well, sir. I'll get one of the juniors to wrap it up for you.
That's just the thing for young Henry. Nice little shiny red car. Handed to slip in his pocket.
Oh, it gives one a sort of a glow. Don't you think, too? A glow. Uh-huh. Oh, I can just picture Henry's eyes lighting up when he sees it, you know. His innocent little face all wreathed with smile.
Henry, you haven't shaved this morning.
Do stop pestering me, woman. Can't you see I'm busy writing?
Oh, not Santa Claus again. 74 last birthday and still sending Santa Claus a letter every day. It's daft, I call it.
It's not daft. You've got to keep writing and then one letter will come up lucky. It's like that housewife's choice. If I hadn't kept trying, they never have played Bendit.
Well, I didn't like it when I heard it anyway. It's a lot of nonsense. Come and get your dinner.
What about old Ted down the Darby and Joan Club? He wrote a Santa Claus last Christmas and got a 10-bob note. Oh, not fish fingers again, dear.
That was the post office shorter, Henry.
That was Santa Claus, Jane. He'll get round to me one of these days. You see if he don't. Frozen peas. You know I don't like frozen peas.
And what is wrong with frozen peas?
Well, can't you warm them up a bit?
Oh, it's messy if you warm them up. The block melts and they run all over the place.
Yeah. Well, what's for afters?
Afters is prunes and custard. What are you asking Santa Claus for this year?
I've asked Santa Claus for a little red motor car, Jane. A red motor car, so as we can drive up in style to the old-time dancing. Prunes. You know I don't like prunes.
Now, what's the point of the car, Henry? You can't drive. You haven't even got a license.
I don't need a license, woman. I'm over 65. Oh, I hate prunes. They lie there in the custard looking up at you all horrible and wrinkled.
You eat them up, Henry. Then maybe Santa Claus will bring you a reward.
You know, I think we chose jolly well, too. A lovely little red car for 6 and 11.
Won't Henry get a surprise?
I've had another excellent idea, Mildred. Instead of posting little Henry's present, we're going to take it round to him ourselves. You see? Now, what's more, Mr. Lambker will dress up as Father Christmas.
Oh, well.
I've been thinking about that, Mother. Yeah.
Well, there's
a
costume in the map cupboard. It's been there since that children's party in 59. You'd better go and try it on, too.
But I thought we were going to toss up to decide who wore it.
Off you go. There's a good fellow. Go on. Yes, well, I expect Sir Capstick Grimley will be here soon with his Christmas greetings to the staff.
Oh, no.
Well, cheer up, Mildred, cheer up. No doubt he'll bring some small gifts to her, like Sir Gregory usually does.
Well, I only hope it's something better than last year. A packet of paper clips, that's all I got.
Oh.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, there's the Capstick.
I just popped in to wish everyone a merry and a prosperous...
yes, well, it's very good of you, Sir Capstick.
I have here a small token of the management. A small gift for each of you. Lennox Brown... Come on, man, take it.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Sir Cheapskate. Capstick, yes. A brand new rubber stamp. Hey, what does it say?
Permission refused. I'm told your old one was wearing out. And here's your present, Miss...
Oh, what a lovely surprise. Paperclip. A whole box.
Yes. Where's Lamb?
I will break the box.
Sarcastic.
Good Lord. Lamb, what are you doing in that extraordinary costume?
Ah, yes, I'm glad you asked. Look, he's dressed up as Father Christmas.
Yes, I can see that. But why?
It's the car, you see. We couldn't give the other boy a little sister for Christmas, so we had to settle on Henry.
Perhaps you would better explain, Miss Brown.
Yes, sir, of course. Yeah, now, you remember, you gave us the job of answering all the children's letters to Santa Claus.
Yes, you remember that.
Ah, well, now, you see, we thought it'd be rather nice, actually, to give one of the children the present he'd asked for. So we picked one out at random, a little boy called Henry.
And we all chipped in a few bob.
Yes, a few bob. And we're going to go to the child's address this afternoon, right out of the blue, you see, and present him with his gift. And that's why Lamb's dressed up as Father Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Ah, well, you can call me a soft old fool if you like.
Right, you're a soft old fool.
Not you too. Well, this is a magnificent idea. Just the sort of publicity we want. The TV and newspapers will lap it up.
Ah, well, I'm so glad you're pleased, Sir Captain.
Yes, I can see the headlines now. Civil servant Santa Claus. Modest Sir Capstick says, we wanted no publicity.
Oh, don't worry, Sir Capstick. We hadn't thought of getting any publicity.
More fool you. No point in doing good if no one knows. I'll get on to old Williams, top man in public relations. He'll see we get a good coverage. Damn shame I can't come with you.
Oh.
I'm finishing up this afternoon at the Christmas Goodwill Rally in Trafalgar Square. I have to present the ceremonial pudding to the Bishop of Wilsdon.
Oh, my word. Well, that's quite an honor, sir, isn't it?
You know, yes, pudding. Yes. Damn nuisance, too. I need my car afterwards, and I can't leave it in Trafalgar Square. I wondered if you'd mind bringing it over for me at 6 o'clock after you've done this gift thing.
Well, I don't know, Sir Capstick. I had planned...
Good, that's settled. Here are the keys.
Oh.
Take care. It's brand new. All right, carry on, all of you, and mind you don't make a mess of my Santa Claus idea.
I must say, that man's number one on my Christmas hit parade.
Really, Tom?
Yes, I had an overwhelming desire to hit him.
Yes, well, there's no point in worrying about him, too. Now, think of the happiness we're going to bring to little Henry.
Oh, yes.
Can't you just imagine him this afternoon, sitting there at home, never guessing what's in store for him?
You still haven't shaved, Henry. And you haven't cleaned your teeth, neither.
I can't find him, woman. Well, you've been using them again.
Well, I did use them to put a fancy edge on me mince pie.
Oh, you stretch them.
But I give them back an hour ago. You find them and put them back in before you sit on them again.
Yeah, I got a nasty bite last time. Yeah, what's going on out the window? There's a lot of people gathering in the road.
Oh, there's a BBC van out there. Yeah. Oh, there's a man on our doorstep. Here, I've seen that face on telly. I better pour him a cup of tea.
Yeah, and I'd better put my teeth in.
No, he don't want your teeth in his cup of tea. Open the door, you old fool.
I've always got to go and open the door. It always means he don't want to go and open it, so he makes me go and open it.
Hello there. Well, as you probably gathered, I'm from the BBC. Does Henry Blight live in this house?
I might do. If it's about our license, I didn't know you have to have one.
No. We've been tipped off. There'll be a warm human interest story here this afternoon. Well, if you're the Henry Blight who's been writing to Father Christmas, I've got some good news for you.
What? You mean he's coming? Santa Claus?
Aye, well, I'm not sure of the details, but I do know he's bringing whatever you asked for.
A car! That's what I asked for! Hey, Janie! Santa Claus is coming! He's bringing me motor car, me red motor car, like I asked for!
Hello, never! But what's the use, Henry? You can't drive!
Of course I can drive, woman! I drove a refuse truck in the war, didn't I? You wait till I get in that driving seat. You wait. When's Santa Claus coming, sir?
Oh, very soon, I'm told. In the meantime, perhaps I could wait in your parlor and take a few sips from a flask of porridge. A lot of Christmas events to cover this afternoon, so I hope they're not long in coming.
Oh, there were no ministry cars available, even for an important job like this.
Yes, well, apparently several of the top brass had them out last night for the road safety dinner. and six of them are damaged on the way home.
Good thing Sir Capstick gave you his keys. I hope he won't mind us using his private car to deliver Henry's present.
Oh, well, you never know, will he? I mean, he asked me to drive it to Trafalgar Square anyway. Oh,
very smart little car. You, I think he said.
Yes, oh, yes, I suppose. But look at all these gadgets. Look at this. A windscreen wiper for wiping the windscreen wiper.
Not sure if I like this bright scarlet colour.
Oh, yes, no taste at all, that fellow, you know. Fancy turning our little good deed into a publicity stunt.
Oh. Mind you, we're not the only publicity stunt. Look over there, outside that department store.
Oh, good heavens. It's a real sleigh and reindeer.
The advertising, you see. It says, come inside and meet our Father Christmas. A free gift for all. Price 5 shillings.
Oh, now, here we are. This is Henry Street. Now, you've got the toy safely, too.
Yes, it's in the pocket of my cloak. How do I look, man?
Very good. Oh, very good. Ah, a real Santa Claus. Yes. And it stopped sucking your beard. You don't know where it's been. Oh, now, wait a minute. There's number 7.
See the TV camera on that van, man?
Oh, yes.
I think they must have sent that Scottish chap. The van's got tartan wheels.
Wait a minute, I'll ring the bell.
Yeah. I can't wait to see little Henry's face when he sees the toy we brought him.
Merry Christmas!
And a happy new year!
I have come from the North Pole with a present for little Henry.
Oh, my word! It's Father Christmas and his mate! They're here, Henry! They brought your present!
Where is it? Where's me motor car?
It's in my... wait a minute. We want little Henry Blight.
That's me. I'm in. Where's me motor car?
There it is. It's standing out in the road.
Hey, go! Oh, it's smashing. It's red like what I asked for.
Just a moment. I think there's been some mistake. You...
Come on, Danny.
What's he doing?
I say, come back, you two.
My, what a touching sight this is. Henry seems to like his new car.
That's not his car. That's the Capstick Grimley's car.
Oh, they've got in it, too. Help. I think we'd better get them out before they start messing about with our papers.
Oh, one moment, gentlemen. Could I ask you to choose your favorite record to fit the occasion?
Don't let go of my arm, you bearded half-witch. Good heavens. Quick, they've started the car.
Oh, yeah, I've got my cloak caught in his microphone cable.
Quick, too. We've got to get after them.
Yes.
Commandeer the first vehicle we see.
Okay.
Left London this afternoon to spend Christmas in the Scilly Isles. As always, he said, I like to surround myself with silly people. And now here's a newsflash. Motorists in London are warned to beware of a red car being driven dangerously in the direction of the West End. It went through Kilburn with horn blaring, roof flying open and shut, and washing itself automatically with foam. That was the news, and now our survey of the Christmas scene. First of all, we'll be hearing from Alan Wicker inside a pillar box at Mount Pleasant. Later, there'll be reports from many other parts of London.
I know this is the first vehicle we saw once. I feel such a fool chasing round Marble Arch on a sleigh with 4 reindeer in funny hats.
Well, we couldn't just make off with the car, could we? I mean, it wouldn't be right. Besides, they were all locked. Yes, lucky those store people let us borrow this thing.
Only because of my Father Christmas costume.
Don't make such a fuss. You do go on a bit. Look, now, keep your eye on that fool in front. Make sure we don't lose him in the traffic.
Not much chance of that, the way he's lurching and swerving about. He doesn't seem to know much about driving at all.
Oh, how you keep the car straight, Henry? Look out! My little chestnut stand!
Quiet, Janie. Let me concentrate on me driving.
Oh, I told you. It's lucky he nipped out the way and no one was hurt.
I was hurt. One of his hot chestnuts flew down my shirt. This driving's different from in the war. There's too many cars on the road.
Well, why don't you stop, Henry?
I don't know how to stop, do I? Well, I just have to keep going till the petrol runs out.
Oh, I wish we were home again watching Billy Cotton. Where are we anyway? Where are we going?
I don't know. It's all I can do to steer clear of things. This car's different from the refuse truck, you know. It's got a will of its own, this car has.
Thank you, Alan Wicker. I hope they find the key soon. And we've received another newsflash. The red car that made our lead story reached the West End 5 minutes ago and has just driven down the Burlington Arcade. It arrived in Piccadilly with a commissionaire sitting on the bonnet. We now learn that this red car is being followed by a sleigh and reindeer, apparently driven by Father Christmas, and a man in a bowler hat. After this had raced down the Edgware Road, the temperance movement reported a large number of Irishmen wishing to sign the pledge. Well, let's hope things are a bit quieter in Trafalgar Square as we go over to join Forth Robinson.
Good evening. Well, as you've probably gathered, I'm now in Trafalgar Square, where the Christmas goodwill rally is just drawing to a close. A moment ago, the Bishop of Wilsdon received the ceremonial pudding from a smiling, sarcastic Grimley, stuffed with dried fruit and covered with brandy sauce. And he's now passing it round to other officials of the Goodwill Club, and also to that frequent Trafalgar Square campaigner, actress Venetia Ridgegrove. Above them, the lights of the giant Christmas tree are shining brightly. And, hello, a wildly driven red car has just left the road and it's bouncing down the steps straight towards the Christmas tree. My word, it's just stopped short. And here comes a sleigh with four reindeer and they are going to hit the tree. And as the tree rocks, hundreds of tiny decorations fall on the heads of those beneath. My word, it's just as well the ministry officials don't know about this.
Oh, well, what a fantastic business.
Yes, even more fantastic than our usual adventures, but after all, it is Christmas.
So wasn't the captain furious about his car?
Well, he never saw it happen. He was with Venetia Ridgegrove under the mistletoe. Half a ton of it.
Yes, he thought we'd delivered his car as promised, you see, and he snatched the keys in his normal rude way and just drove off in it.
He didn't even notice the Christmas fairy on the roof.
Well, what about poor old Henry?
I'm glad you asked that. Henry's decided he doesn't want a car after all.
Thinks modern driving's too difficult and too dangerous.
Yes, we gave him the toy car for his little grandson and an invitation to the staff New Year party, and he and his wife went off quite happy.
Hello, Lyric's Brown. What? Good gracious. No, dear me, yes. Yes, what a great business. Yes. Yes, all right, I'll see what I can do. Oh, you'll never believe this, Stu.
Don't I?
The police have been looking for that red car that drove so wildly through London.
Yes?
Yes. Well, they just caught up with it.
Yes?
Yes. It's a capstick Grimley at the wheel.
Oh, good heavens.
So whatever will he do?
About 6 months, I should think. We'd better get down to the police station and explain things, I think.
Poor old Grimley. We'd better get down there at once.
Yes, yes.
Well, sometime in the next 24 hours, anyway.
Yes, well, there's no hurry, is there? No. I mean, after all, you know, it is Christmas.
Yes, it is. Right, right. It's called a little celebration all round, I think. Mildred, would you fetch the brandy from the first aid cupboard?
Oh, yes, Miss Lamb.
And ask them all to pop in from the next office.
Hey,
I thought we might sing our ministry Christmas song while we...
Oh, what a good idea, too. What a good idea. Now, look, if you happen to have your flute with you,
yes,
I'll have a go at that old washboard that was left behind after the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, that's splendid, yes. Ah, there you all are, all of you. Well, now, we're all going to sing, and I think we should sing number 25 in the Civil Service Seasonal Songbook. Are we ready?
Merry Christmas!
And that really was Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler on flute and washboard closing this special Christmas edition of The Men from the Ministry. Joining in were Clive Dunn, Norma Ronald, John Graham, and your announcer, John Curl. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.